after they've encountered your class, your personality, you know, that experience with you, are they better? Hey there, class kickers, and welcome back to another episode of the Kick Some Class Podcast, the show designed to help you, the educator, kick some class at home, in school, and in life. And today we are firing off a solo episode just because I want to, and it's my podcast if I get to. But in this episode, I really want to talk about something. I had an opportunity just this week to visit another school, and they were doing a demonstration on a math program, and there are two words that I took away, and I probably wrote them down three times on my little notepad as we observed, and they were slow down. And I don't know about you, but sometimes, even me in the midst of like getting into this podcast today, I have to tell myself, it's okay, you can slow down, take a breath. And I watched these two teachers, one was in second grade and the other in sixth, take a tremendous amount of time going over two math problems, or maybe three. And what I noticed in that process was they were so much less concerned about the content that they covered in length and much more about the content that they covered in depth. So these teachers were going over strategy after strategy after strategy and willing to enter into this idea of discourse with students and talking about process and talking about patterns and things that they noticed and why one strategy worked. And they were really essentially doing sort of like a think aloud. And I've just, the more that I observed and thought through this process of what we do as educators, the more I realized we don't do this. We don't take time, particularly in, and maybe your experience is different, but we don't take a lot of time to actually slow down and talk to kids about how they think, what they think, why they think that, and then to analyze that with one another. And so I think sometimes, particularly in the middle grades, we think maybe that kids, there's just too much going on, and you know, I can't put a kid's answer up there, I can't put them on the spot, we got to worry about their self-esteem. But really, that idea is something we need to let go. What I noticed with these kids in second grade is when they put a strategy up on the board, they didn't just pick all the strategies that were correct, they picked some that were incorrect, and then they asked the question, what do you notice about that thinking? What were you trying to do? And then to ask, do you notice it, you know, you got stuck? Did you notice where you got stuck? And so just this idea of slowing down. Now, I said this a couple times this past week, and that is that I think when we are tied to our curriculum above the humans in the room, the students with us, then we have this weird connection to our own need to get through the content, particularly in a place where grades have been really important, or assessments are really on your mind. And so the assessment is based on how much curriculum you get through. And so since your APPR might be tied to your testing, it just has this just crappy downhill flow of things where we do things that maybe aren't the best for students because of that fear and anxiety or pressure. And obviously that was not intended, but it is the reality that we sometimes face. And even as those things might be going away, you might still get caught in that speed moment, that speed mentality. And so as I thought about that, when we really go back to our why, and maybe you need to do this, I don't know, but why are we here? Like, of course it's for students, but why? And this is going to sound a little redundant as I keep asking that question, but I talked about something in the book called The Five Whys, and it's really something that they would do to get to the bottom of a problem, going all the way back to the Toyota revolution on industry. And the idea is that once you forget the purpose of the problem or the purpose you're trying to solve, then it's easy to get wrapped up in the minutia of things that just have to get done. And so in this case, when we think about, it's about kids. Well, what about kids are we actually trying to achieve? And we would say we're trying to make them successful, resourceful, full of character, that maybe they can solve problems, that they're marketable in college and in a job and in life and successful. Like really that idea, I know Carl Hooker said it on this podcast one time, we want kids to be college and career ready, but we didn't talk about life successful, you know, college career ready, but also life and job successful. That's what we need to be thinking about. And so if we think about them as a human being, and you're in a math class, or you're in an ELA class or science, it doesn't matter. Don't you want them to understand, to retain and form a joy and a motivation to learn on their own? And so thinking from that perspective, we would probably not worry so much about covering a wide range of things really quickly, but slow down. And we would prioritize. It's another takeaway that I had, is to actually prioritize the things that are going to lead that child to being a better human being after they've encountered your class, your personality, you know, that experience with you. Are they better? And if they're better, then I think we maybe have done a pretty good job. And so we maybe need to ask that question. What is it that I teach throughout the year? It's absolutely essential for kids to be better human beings, to be better at the next stage of life. And I'm not talking about the next grade. I'm talking about if they're a preteen, you know, and they're more successful because of the way they think. And so to really focus on the strategies and the mindset and the understanding and the protocols that help kids gain understanding of how they're learning and expose them to strategies that other kids apply. Now, this is, you know, a famous math program, but I love the discourse that the teacher was willing to have. And I think, you know, all of those things that we go through with testing, that drives our curriculum, and that speed drives our lessons. And in the midst of that, we forget about the humans. So I've said, that's why I started to say, I've said this a couple times this week, I don't know why we're pressing the gas pedal on the bus when the kids are still at the bus stop. Why does it matter if you covered your entire curriculum if the kids weren't with you when you started? And so to go back to the engagement kind of paradox, that until you have engagement, you have nothing. But then once you have engagement, are you going to take and leverage that engagement to get at skills, understanding, community discourse, so that the kids can actually process the way they solved a problem, share it with one another? It's a comfortable place to do that, and they can learn through that process. I think, again, two words: slow down. And as soon as we let go of everything that causes us to feel that stress and anxiety of speed, which is the answer, we've come to that conclusion, it's the answer. It's not. But as soon as we let go of that, we have such power that we can actually connect with kids. We can give actionable feedback instead of just ripping off a grade and throwing it in the book. We can actually talk to kids about what they were thinking, why they got it wrong, why they got it right. Was there another way to get it right? We can challenge them and help them learn from one another. And I think not just in math, but across the board, that's good for kids. And so maybe just by slowing down, maybe you need to do that at school. Maybe at home, you need to just slow down and say, wait a minute. What's important right now for me from 5:30 p.m. until 8 o'clock? What's important is my family time with my wife and daughter. And that requires me to stop all the other stuff that might, you know, want me to speed up. And so slow down there, slow down with your own, just sit down, get some green tea or chamomile or something. I don't know. Well, anyway, it's up to you to take this and ask yourself that question. Where do you need to slow down? Maybe to make sure that the things that you value, whether they're students, a spouse, a child, whatever, is with you on that journey, and that you're getting out of it what you want, I think would make you a better person. And that would help you kick some class. So go on out there, kick some class. Remember, you get all the episodes at kicksomeclass.com/podcast. And if you're interested, if you haven't seen it yet, the quiz, which is really kind of fun. You want to know what your burnout type is. I tried to make this fun and engaging with some cool memes and pictures and whatnot. If you are experiencing burnout, take that, send it to somebody. Let me know what you think, and we'll catch you next time.